Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, it's time to, I always say we'll get smart, but we won't get smart because you're taking a history lesson from us two idiots. So anyway, let's
quit
do your history.
Quit lying to the listeners.
You're all now dumber for having listened to this.
Quit fibbing.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, February 2nd, we're going back to 1863, farther back than I thought. 1863. In Virginia, the first fire extinguisher patent was issued to Allison Crane.
Huh? Somebody figured it out that, hey, there's a lot of fires happening. We need to figure out how to put them out.
I always think about how just terrifying a fire must have been before, like, modern fire trucks or anything
like
that.
There's no way you're putting it out. Dude, I experienced a fire, and it's nothing like it is in the movies,
hold
guys.
On. For those who don't know, Hunter burnt his folks' house down.
Hey.
Accidentally, quote-unquote accidentally.
It was terrifying. All right, hey, give me some slack here.
He caught a golf cart on fire, which then burned his folks' house down. I just want to make sure everyone knows.
You know how hard it is to put out a golf cart fire, bro?
It's a lot. That plastic on there really gets it going real quick.
Batteries tend to burn really, really hot, you know?
But, you know, you think about back, you're right. You just almost had to just let it burn. Before we had, you had guys with buckets and wooden ladders. Like, that's what they were doing before really modern, like, firefighters. And even going back to some organization of a group of guys were like, look, we're tired of seeing things burn down. Can we, like, get a group together?
Something. Like, something.
Anybody who owns a bucket, do you want to join, like, a crew and we'll work together whenever we see a fire, right? But otherwise,
dude, houses back then had to have been extremely flammable.
Some dry wood, man. That is a lot of dangerous chemicals and dry wood. So I'm sure this was a big deal. 1863, like, oh, look at this. You don't need to get right up next to the fire with a bucket. You can stand back a little bit, you know? Then you just got me.
Better catch it early. Just saying, better catch that fire early.
You got me who's just in the corner chugging water like, no, guys, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. I'll be ready in 5 minutes. I got this. Put your pants up, all right? You're not going to pee this fire out, okay? Good God. Good God. So, nice job, Allison Crane. Appreciate it. You could have done it maybe a few years earlier. That would have been nice. What about the guy who just lost his house on February?
Like a week before.
February 9th. He's like, really, dude? You couldn't have come up with this?
I could have used that.
A day ago? Really? I'm sure you had it sitting in the garage. You were just waiting to show everyone. You son, Allison Crane, you son of a bitch. Anyway. All right, so there you go. Our first fire extinguisher back in 1863. Nice job. That's what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jordy Fox.